So today is Sripad Vasudev Ghosh Thakur Tirobhav, disappearance day. So we don't have so much information about Vasudev Ghosh Thakur. Very little information is there. But the thing is that Vasudev Ghosh, he was a very good singer, and he was compiling so many songs and he was singing. Vasudev Ghosh was having another two brothers, Sri Madhav Ghosh, Sri Govinda Ghosh. And three brothers, they were singing very nicely. So when three brothers, they sing, that time Sri Nityananda Prabhu was dancing with them. Gaite lagila nache Ishwara nitai. When they were singing, Nityananda Prabhu, out of ecstasy, he was always dancing. Some they say their maternal uncle's house was in Srihat district. And the village was Budang. Budang or Burangi. Somehow or other, Vasudev Ghosh's father, he came to Kumar Hatta. The place name was Kumar Hatta. And he lived there. And later on, Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh, the three brothers came to Navadvip Dham. And there they lived. So they are all very intimate associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says they were always singing Braja Rasa and they were taking shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And these three brothers, they were Kaya Viha of Srimati Radharani. So, since there is not so much information about Vasudev Ghosh, we can sing his songs, beautiful songs he was singing, but from there, those songs, we can sing only three songs. One is Gauranga tumi more dayana chadiyo apona koriyaranga charane rakhiyo tomaro charano lagi saboti agilu sitalo cha Rana paya sarana loilu ekule okule muni dilu tilanjali rakhi hok charane more aponaro boli Vasudeva Ghosh bole charane dhariya kripa kori rakh more pada chhaya diya. The translation is, O Lord Gauranga, please do not neglect to show me your mercy. Making me your very own property, kindly keep me situated at the reddish soles of your feet. With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your soothing lotus feet. Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your feet, calling me your own. Vasudev Ghosh says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade. His another song is, very famous song, Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana Tribhuvane Korejaro Charana Bandana Nila Chole Sankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Dhara Keha Vale Pura Vera Bana Badhila Golokera Vaibhavlila Prakasa Karila Sri Radhara Bhava Ebe Sri Radhara Bhava Ebe Gora Avataro Hare Krishna Namagora Karila Pracharo Vasudev Ghosh Bole Kari Jodo Hato Jai Gaura Sei Krishna Sei Jagannatha. All grace to the dear son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. All the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Nilachal, he holds the conchel, disc, club and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia, he holds a sannyasi staff and water pot. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramchandra, he killed the demon Ravana. Then later, as Lord Krishna, he revealed the splendorously opulent pastimes of Goloka. It is he who has come. He has come, from Braja he has come to Nadia, accepting the mood and luster of Sri Radha. He has come from Braja to Nadia. He has come, now Lord Govinda, the coward boy, has come as Lord Gauranga. He has come distributing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Vasudev Ghosh says with folded hands, he who is Gaura is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath. The next song is, Jadi Gaura na hoito, tab ki hoito, ke mon dharitam de. राधार मोहिमा प्रेम रस सीमा जगते जाना तो के मधुर वृंदा विपिन माधुरी प्रवेश चातुरी सार ब्रजर जुवती भावेर भकती सकती होई तो कार गाओ गाओ पुनो गौरांगेर गुण सरल करिया मन ए भव सागरे ए मन दयालो ना देखिए एक जन आमी गौरांग बोलिया नागेनु दलिया के मने धरी नु दे बासुरहिया पाषाण दिया के मने गड़िया छे टेंशन सॉन्ग इफ लॉर्ड गौरव हैड नॉट अपीयर्ड एज द जुगावतार इन दिस एज ऑफ कली देन व्हाट वुड हैव बिकम ऑफ अस How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving melos that comprise the glory of Srimati Radharani? Who would have had the power to render ecstatic devotional service that follows in the footsteps of the damsels of Braja? Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja gopis is a prerequisite for entering the supremely sweet forest of Vrindadevi. Oh, please sing again and again of glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga. Just try to keep your heart simple, and even one person within this ocean of nescience has ever seen such a magnanimous personality as he. Even though I chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasudeva Ghosa's heart? Jai Srila Vasudeva Ghosa Thakur ki jai. So, generally, we glorify the Vaishnavas. Why we glorify Vaishnavas? When we glorify Vaishnavas, Bhagavan becomes very pleased. Krishna becomes very, very pleased. When we glorify Krishna, the bhaktas, they become very pleased. So therefore, the devotee, always they should glorify Krishna and Krishna bhakta. Bhagavan is very pure and he is residing everyone's heart. So he is witnessing all types of activities the jiva is doing here in this material world. So his name and fame always very glorious. So he has no beginning, anadir adi, but he is a source of all beginning. So everything is emanating from him. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta abhajante man buddha bhava samanita. In Bhagavad Gita we will find this. So who can understand Bhagavan? Only his pure devotees, they will be able to understand Bhagavan. No one else can understand Bhagavan. So, those who are truthful, those who are pure, Bhagavan revealed to them his own sorup. Bhagavan revealed his own sorup to them. So, jivas, success is there when jiva, after undergoing so many species, he can take shelter at the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Then the jiva's life will become successful. Those who have given up everything, renounced everything for the pleasure of Krishna, and they have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, they are called akinchana bhakta. Akinchana, nishkinchana, very poor, very distressed. They don't possess anything. So Kunti Devi, in her prayer, he said that only akinchana will be able to understand Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan is the wealth of Akinchana. Akinchana has no wealth, but Bhagavan is his wealth. Akinchana vitta, namo akinchana vittaya. Krishna is having innumerable incarnations, asankhya avatar. So there is a difference between avatar and avatari. This, who is the incarnation is coming from whom? He is called avatari. The incarnations are called avatar. The difference it is already mentioned in Brahma Sangita. Dipar chireva hi dasantaram abhupetya dipayate vibhruta hetu samana dharma jasta dugeva hi cha vishnu taya vivati govinda adi purusham tamahum vijami. So one lamp is there. From one lamp, many lamps are getting lighted. But still, one original lamp is there. And that original lamp is Bhagavan Krishna, Govinda. He is the original one. Many avatars, many incarnations, many plenary person, they are coming from Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is having all divine quality and he is Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He is Sanmaya, Chinmaya and Anandamaya. So there is no difference between one lamp to another lamp, but still there is difference. There is no difference between the different avatars and avatari, but still there is difference. What is the difference? The difference is the avatars, they have only 60 qualities. But Bhagavan Krishna, he is having 64 qualities. So, four qualities Bhagavan is having more, therefore, he is considered as Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, who has given up everything for the pleasure of Krishna? He is Akinchana. And that Akinchana always surrender to Krishna. Always has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And he is considered to be a sadhu. What is the quality of sadhu? What is the symptom of sadhu? The Bhagavatam saying, Titikhyava Karunika Suruda Sarva Vdeinam Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Sadhusam. Sadhu always gives forgiveness. He is forgive everyone. He is very compassionate, very merciful. He is Surudam. He is well-wishing friend of all living entity. Santo, he is very peaceful. Ajata Satrava, he has no enemy at all. Sadhu always does Hari Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, and they are able to see the Atmas, souls. They don't see any bodies. They see only Atma. So when they see the Atma is suffering, the soul is suffering, their heart bleeds. Their hearts melted. So Atma belongs to Krishna. So when a Vaishnava bhakta, he seeing that Atma is not going towards Krishna and getting so much misery, trouble, so his heart is becoming melted. So therefore, he is trying to show mercy towards the jiva, conditioned soul. And sadhu, he knows the constitutional position of jiva is that he is sevaka, he is servitor. servitor of Bhagavan. But he is not able to know his sorrow. He is not able to see his sorrow. So therefore, the jiva is becoming disturbed, asanta citta, no peace at all. Karmi jnani yogi sakale asanto, Krishna bhakta niskam atayev santo. The karmis, jnanis and yogis, they are all disturbed. Their mind, always they are disturbing their mind. But a Krishna bhakta, devotee of Krishna, he is very peaceful and blissful because he has no material desire at all. So therefore Mahaprabhu said, na dhanang, na janang, na sundari kavitang, ba jagadisha kamaye mama janmani, janmani sware bhavata bhakti rahetukitui. The bhakta, he wants ahetuki bhakti, causeless, without cause, without condition, he wants bhakti. He doesn't need any money, women, or followers. He doesn't need all these things. So, they are called, this type of bhakta is called ekanishtha bhakta, single-pointed, one-pointed. Their only business is to surrender to Krishna and serve his lotus feet. That is only their business. And they can give up everything for the pleasure of Krishna. They can give up their own relations, all types of material happiness. They can give up for the pleasure of Bhagavan Krishna. So, since this type of bhakta is always meditating on Krishna, Krishna's pleasure, so he will never suffer in this material world in three types of heat, tritap. He will never suffer here. And those who are having desire for Krishna Taravastu, Krishna Taravastu means other than Krishna, Anyabhrasa. Those who are having Anyabhrasa, other desires, other than Krishna, they are suffering due to their Ahang Mameti. They are always thinking, I and mine. Due to that, they develop some illusion. So, those who are bhaktas, Krishna bhaktas, they don't have any other desires other than Krishna. They have only one desire, how they can serve Krishna, can give pleasure to Krishna. That is the only desire. So, Bhagavan, is called Atmaram, Atmanandi. He does not enjoy like the conditioned souls. He doesn't need to enjoy because he is Atmanandi. He gets pleasure within himself. So those who are going for enjoyment in this material world, they develop so much pride, garba, dambha. So therefore, they will not be able to see Bhagavan Krishna. Those who have material pride, they cannot see Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore he said, namo akinchana vittaya, akinchana gochara. Those who are akinchana, they can see Bhagavan Krishna. Therefore Mahaprabhu gave teaching in Sikkhashtakam, third sloka, Trunadapi Sunichena Taroriva Saisunana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He can do Hari Kirtan if he can become more humbler than a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree and give respect to one and all without demanding respect from anyone. So he can do Hari Kirtan, he can do Hari Bhajan. So if someone will always look for his own enjoyment, he cannot see Bhagavan Krishna, cannot get any information about Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, one has to give up all of his material enjoyment and he should always try to serve Bhagavan Krishna and give him pleasure. In this material world, there is difference between the Naam and Nami. Nami is Bhagavan Krishna and Naam is Krishna. So there is no difference between Naam and Nami. Vaikuntha Loko, Goloka Vrindavan, there is no difference between Naam and Nami. But those who are materialist persons, their name and they themselves, there is difference. So they are so much deluded, so much illusioned, even they try to enjoy Bhagavan Krishna. They want to go to Vaikuntha Loka. They want to go to Goloka. Only for enjoyment. So, this is due to their delusion and illusion. So, Bhagavan will never give darshan to this type of devotees, this type of persons. Bhagavan Bhakta, he is in a very higher position. Devotees of Bhagavan, he is always in a very higher position. But he always thinks that I am a fallen soul. I am a degraded one. I am niskinchan. I don't possess anything. I don't have anything. So, Khandavasi Mukunda and his son Raghunandana, they are very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was very, very much liking them, Khandavasi Mukunda and Raghunanda. So one day, out of joke, Mahaprabhu said, "Oh Mukunda, who is father? You or Raghunanda? Who is father?" Raghunanda was the son of Mukunda, but Mukunda, what he said? Mukunda said, Mukunda kahe Raghunandana, mor pita hoy amitaro putra ei amaro nishoy amasobar Krishna bhakti Raghunandana haite ato evo Pitarago Nandana Amaro Nisite. So when Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, who is father? You or Raghunandan? Then Mukunda Das very humbly said, no, Raghunandan is my father. But actually Raghunandan was his son. He said, surely I am his son because I am getting all the information about bhakti from Raghunandana. So, where from we get bhakti, he will be our father, spiritual father. Even one can get bhakti from his son, so son can become spiritual father. Not that I am father, he is my son. Not like that. If you'll get bhakti from someone, then he will be our spiritual father. Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he became very happy. Then he said, Suni harse kahe Prabhu, korile nishchayo jaha hoite Krishna bhakti sei guru hoyo. When Mahaprabhu listened that, he very happily said, you spoke very nicely. Really, if Krishna bhakti one is getting from someone, then he becomes guru. He becomes a real father. So therefore, if we will glorify, we should glorify them who is giving us Krishna Bhakti. From whom we are getting Krishna Bhakti, we should glorify them. So Vaishnava devotees, they try to bring us to bhakti path. So therefore, Vaishnava should be glorified always. And if we will glorify them, then our heart also will be pure. Mind will be pure. Our life will be successful. Human life will be successful. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, he was always glorifying his bhaktas. Though he is Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, he was always glorifying his bhaktas. So glorification of bhakta will give us pure bhakti. So therefore, we should try to always glorify bhakta. Today is Vasudev Ghosh Thakur's disappearance day. Any disappearance, appearance day, if you can glorify bhakta, then our heart will become pure and we will be connected with Bhagavan Krishna. We can develop devotion towards Bhagavan Krishna also. So therefore, we should go and associate with bhaktas. Because bhaktas, they always try to glorify Krishna, glorify other bhaktas. That is their only duty. They speak about Krishna, they speak about bhakta. They don't speak anything else than this. So we should always go and listen from bhakta so we can know about Krishna and also we can know about Krishna bhakta. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Vasudev Ghosh Thakur ki jai. Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद जीव की जय श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान जीव की जय श्री श्री गौनिताय की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद